Welcome to MTV Somali Channel's nightly news bulletin. If you're new to us, please don't forget to subscribe in order not to miss out on our brand new nightly news round in Somalia. In today's headline, Somali troops withdraw easing civil war fears. 9 people, including 7 children, die in Mogadishu after heavy rainfall. And former Somali foreign minister passes away in Mogadishu. We start with, convoys of troops allied to the opposition have been seen withdrawing from Somalia's capital, Mogadishu, a fortnight after clashes in the city sparked fears of a return to civil war. The withdrawal is the result of new political negotiations aimed at resolving a bitter dispute over long-delayed elections. Their sudden arrival in the city, last month, led to clashes with pro-government forces and an exodus of civilians. There was widespread fear that brinkmanship by the country's political elites was pushing Somalia back towards the days of clan warfare and anarchy. But under international pressure, President Mohamed Abdullahi Farmajo backed down on his controversial plan to hold on to power for an extra 2 years. Election talks resumed, and Somalia even reached out to its neighbor, Kenya, to end a separate crisis and restore diplomatic relations. None of this resolves the underlying tensions in Somalia. A centralizing government pitted against powerful clans and regional leaders, the enduring strength of the Islamist militant group Al-Shabaab, and a range of humanitarian crises. But a country that often makes the news for all the wrong reasons, it is important to note the country has embraced political compromise and persuaded an assortment of armed groups to leave Mogadishu in peace. Heavy rains in Mogadishu in the past few hours have damaged lives in some parts of the capital, while many makeshift IDP houses have collapsed. A house in Wadajir District's Bula Hubi neighborhood was flooded, killing 9 people, including 7 children, residents said. The children's deaths came after torrential rains flooded their houses and causing disruption to the roads of the Mogadishu. The main problem is the floods in the city have no drainage system, and this has affected some neighborhoods in Bula Hubi, with the local government being accused of neglecting to deal with the floods, and occurring problems for residents every year during the rainy season. Rescue efforts by the families of the victims' neighbors have succeeded in rescuing some children, and efforts are underway to remove water from their homes for resettlement. More seasonal rain is expected to fall in the coming few days ahead. Abdullahi Sheikh Ismail, a former deputy prime minister, former minister of foreign affairs and ambassador to Somalia, has died in Mogadishu today. The former deputy prime minister and foreign minister had been ill for some time, with the federal government expressing their condolences over his death. He served as a minister during the Transitional Federal Government, TFG, and several times as a member of the federal parliament. Abdullahi Sheikh Ismail also served as ambassador to Russia and Greece in the 1980s. That's it for our nightly news roundup. Don't forget to subscribe in order to not miss more bulletins from MTV Somali Channel.